Hello, and welcome to the Three-Way Mirror podcast, where we show you a reflection of the thoughts and insight of three lifelong best friends. I'm Kylie.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Brianna, and today we'll be discussing body positivity. So, I wanted to ask you guys, if your body could talk to you right now or ask you any questions, what would it say?
Well, I know for me personally, my body would tell me that it wants me to start eating better, stop drinking soda, eat way less fast food, preferably none at all, because, you know, your body doesn't really feel good when you eat bad foods, and I'm always tired and exhausted, you know. I shouldn't feel so tired. I'm still young. I'm only going to be 24, so my body should feel a little bit more energetic than it does. So I definitely think eating better is what it's telling me to do. How about you guys?
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah. I think all of us, that's definitely something all of us probably strive to work on. I think my body would tell me to be more patient and let it take its time, because I'm currently on a health / weight loss journey. And at the beginning, I definitely expected results to come a lot quicker than they did. And it took me a while to understand and realize that it wasn't going to be instant. It was going to take time. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, same here as far as like weight loss journey. I think my body, I don't know if it would tell me to be patient, but I think it would say something along the lines of, you know, you got this far and this body has done me good thus far, but it needs a little bit of help to get me farther. You know, what I'm doing, but an extra push, because I could definitely be doing more than I am, especially in terms of exercising, which I hate doing, but I could definitely be doing more of it, pushing it a little farther. I mean, I've been doing keto since October, down like 35 pounds, which is, for someone who's been struggling with this since like 7 years old, that's more than I ever thought I would ever lose. Yeah. I'm happy with it, but I want more results. So like, I think my body would be like, kick it up a notch. Let's go.
Yeah, because you're definitely, your body plateaus. Like you get to points where you feel like you're just at the same place for so long, and you have to give yourself, yeah, that extra push to get back up there and for your body to start showing the results again.
Yeah. I just want to say to both of you guys are doing really good. Like, you both are actually sticking to, you set a goal and you're doing it. You know, Brianna, you're doing the keto. Kylie, you're doing your plan and it's working for you guys. And I think that's awesome. I think to add a little bit to mine, my body might also tell me to just start doing it. I haven't even, you know, started. So that's really great for you. I'm really happy that you guys are, and you guys are doing great and looking great. So good for you guys.
Thanks. You'll get there. It's not easy at all.
Yeah. Especially starting is the hardest part.
Few weeks. Yeah. It's so hard. Those first few weeks are not easy because you're trying to break year long habits, lifelong habits sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've heard before that it takes about 21 days to form a habit. And yep. I fully think that is true, especially in healthy eat, not just weight loss, but health, eating healthier, making better decisions. It's not easy those first few weeks, but just gotta push yourself. You just gotta do it, you know, and you'll get there. You'll decide, let's do it, and you'll do it, and you're gonna look great. Not that you don't look great, but like, you're gonna get to a point where you feel confident with yourself.
Yeah, I'll feel better. It's more a feel better for me than, yes, I like to look better as well, but I need to feel better.
Inside, yeah. So talking about self-image and how we feel about ourselves. Every woman out there has negative feelings and has days or weeks or months where they're like, oh my gosh, I just don't like the way I look. I'm not happy and everything. And that builds up and it builds up and it builds up. So we also have to remember, like, this is years of putting ourselves down and feeling bad about ourselves and being on a journey to body positivity and feeling better. It's also going to take time, not just to see the results, but to feel the results inside, because we're having to push down and counteract those bad feelings we've been having for so long. And yeah, it just takes time. I feel like it's body positivity is always a constant journey. I don't think you ever get to a point where you are 100% confident, 100% love everything about you. There's no flaw in my body. I'm perfect. Like no one feels that way. No one ever gets to that. It's always a journey. And I think that's important to remember.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Especially, you know, in terms of body positivity, thinking of it as positivity about the body that you have, not necessarily the body that you want to have or that your goal is to have. You know, like, yeah, I want to lose more weight, and like that is a form of body positivity for myself. But at the same time, feeling positive about the body that I have right now, like not mm-hmm. constantly with the negative self-talk and ugh, I hate how I look, blah blah blah. I think that's an important aspect of body positivity that a lot of people miss. And I think that was originally the sole purpose of the main focus of like the movement that's been going around and stuff, you know, online and stuff, a lot of activists. I think a lot of it was about making sure that everyone could feel positive about the body that they already have, as opposed to what the images are that we see. So I think that's important to remember too, as we are going on our own body journeys and health journeys and everything, that we should always try and strive for being happy with not how we look, but what we have now.
And feeling comfortable in your own skin, which is basically what that means. But mm-hmm. yes, be happy with the body that you have, but, you know, learn to love it no matter if you're looking good in your eyes one day or looking bad in your eyes one day. Still, no matter how you feel, love the skin that you're in and feel comfortable. Once you feel comfortable, you'll learn to get past wishing certain things were different.
Yeah. And going back to what you said, Brianna, about body positivity and weight loss, I want to touch on that really quick, because I've heard a lot of, not controversy, but just conversation about people who say, oh, you can't be body positive while you're losing weight because you're actively trying to change your body. And I don't get why can't you love your body in every stage that you're going through? It's not, you hate the beginning result and you love the end result. Like, that's not how it works. So what do you guys think about people who say, if you are trying to change the way you look to be different, how could you possibly stay positive and love yourself?
I think it's honestly, for lack of better words, crap.
Yeah.
Because people, obviously a lot of self-image comes from the media, as you're growing up, what you hear, what people say to you, things like that. So when you have a negative self-image, you want to change that, and it's not necessarily going to be seen as a positive thing if people find out that's the reason you're changing or you're mm-hmm. wanting that change. So, like, I get that completely. However, not everyone's changing or trying to change because of negativity or trying to fit into this cookie cutter image of what people think they should be. So while I understand some of the argument, I don't think that being on your own journey of weight loss or self-image necessarily negates being body positive at all, because I think, like I said, the whole purpose or what I what I perceive to be the whole purpose of it would be, like you said, being not necessarily happy with your body, but being positive about it at every stage and loving it, or at least liking it in terms of what your body gives you, and however you wind up feeling comfortable, whatever makes you feel comfortable about how your body is. I think that's my take on that. So I think that argument is crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also kind of piggyback off of that. I feel like that it really is crap, because if you also think about it, even once you, let's say you are trying to lose weight for whatever reason, everybody's reason is different. Let's say you get to your goal weight. You're not going to just stop eating better and exercising. You're still going to eat better and exercise. So like, even if you're trying to actively lose weight, once you get there, you're going to keep going. So if you keep going after you hit your goal weight, you're not still trying to lose weight. So you can still be positive then. So you can be positive as you're doing it too. And you can be happy with every time you hit a milestone of going down in your weight. That's exciting. And so that's where I think that's where the positivity comes in. They're excited every time they hit something. It's, you know, that's an accomplishment. So they have the right to be happy. So for someone to say, oh, well, you can't be positive if you don't like yourself and how you look, that literally makes no sense. You're happy with how you're getting there, and you're happy with every milestone you've hit.
Yeah.
And like guys, they will work out and they might love, as they say, their body and all their muscles, but they continue to work out and try and get more muscles or this and that. Like, you have to maintain it. So yeah, the argument just makes no sense to me. That's my take on it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many conflicting thoughts and like feelings about the whole body positivity, like the movement. I think there's this whole like subculture of like an anti-dieting like thing that's going on, and obviously, I mean, we know diet culture is harmful in many ways, and it can like have a deep impact on, I mean, anyone, like from young people to elder people. Like, it's kind of crazy how in society it has this huge impact on everything from our food to exercise to I mean, now with like Instagram and stuff, you get all that like Instagram model stuff. It's kind of insane. So I get, like, I don't necessarily agree with anti-dieting, but there's some point where you have to be like, okay, enough is enough. Where do we draw the line on what's toxic to show kids? And I think that from what I've read and heard and watched as far as body positivity as a movement, like, I think just being able to say or show that each body can be seen in a positive way. Like, everyone should have a positive body image no matter what society and other people are telling you, because there is that standard of like thin. Well, at one point it was thin, and now we're kind of getting into like the you want someone with curves and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, every few years it switches up in every society, not just, you know, American culture.
I saw a video that reminds me. I saw a video where they took a picture of a girl and they showed different ways that they photoshopped it to where that is the ideal body type for different countries.
Why is there an ideal?
There shouldn't be.
At all, and, no.
I feel like when we were growing up, it was what we saw on TV, what we saw in music videos, what we saw in movies, that's what was the societal norm, is that's what you should look like. That's the perfect body. But nowadays it's gotten to a scary point, because kids these days are all over Instagram. Instagram mm-hmm. is my main focus here. Mm-hmm. And you have these huge influencers who have mega platforms, millions of followers, who Facetune the heck out of their photos and just mm-hmm. make them, give them these beautiful curves, give them this big butt, give them everything that you, this is what you need to look like. This is what I look like. And not only are they doing that, but they're doing that and they're openly admitting to using things like Facetune and Photoshop. And when they're doing that, they're throwing out the message that, oh, it's okay. We can just change how we look. If you don't love your body, you can just change it on an app. No, you shouldn't love the way your body looks because you altered it in an app. You should love the way your body looks no matter what. And these 13-year-old girls are going on there and commenting and saying, OMG, body goals. And it just makes me so sad. And it's so heartbreaking that this is what they are seeing. And this is what they are
emulating.
Yeah. And it just makes me so sad because we definitely didn't have, I mean, yeah, Photoshop has been around for a while, but it wasn't this level of Photoshop and Facetune and social media
accessibility. Yeah,
is just, it blows my mind. And it's just, no one, I feel like it's not really being talked about. I feel like it's just kind of there. And
yeah,
people are thinking that that's how they need to look and that they can just change it in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. And to kind of go off that, I mean, I have not a actual blood relative niece, mm-hmm. and she's 13. And I always feel bad because, like, when she comes over, she's always talking about, like, her friends and how they want to, you know, look like a specific Instagram model and how they love all the stuff that she wears and how she looks. And they'll, like, try and match outfits to things that she wears. And I'm like, no, you're 13. This girl's, like, 20. You 13-year-olds should not be wearing the clothes that 20-year-olds are wearing. And girls should not be, you know, wanting to look like that. And I always feel bad for my kind of niece because she's not like a stick thin girl, but she looks great. Like, she looks perfectly healthy and normal for a 13-year-old girl. And she's always saying how she needs to lose weight. And I'm just like, why? You look beautiful how you are. Like, you literally, she's not overweight in the slightest. And she's just like, well, all my friends are, you know, thinner. And it's just like, you're 13. Not need to be worrying about that at that age. And I think having those Instagram models is making them feel like they have to.
Yeah,
that makes me sad. Especially thinking not just like Instagram influencers, but celebrities too that hawk these products like laxatives and tea, but they're laxatives. It's like, you're not, maybe you are drinking that stuff, but you're hawking them to your 13-year-old followers who don't even realize like what they're going to be drinking. And not only that, but these big time celebrities, at least, and I'm not going to name names, but they're getting plastic surgery to look the way they look, and they have dieters and or nutritionists and fitness people and chefs and this and that. They have the money and the access and the time to do all that, that these people that are following them on Instagram, wherever else they're following them, don't have the time or anything to do that. And they're just selling these like lies to people. And they're eating it up. Like, oh, if you wear this corset waist trainer and work out for 30 minutes every day, you're going to get this hourglass shaped figure like I have that I totally didn't buy at a doctor's office. it's ridiculous. And it makes me so sad. I have a 14-year-old cousin who's on Instagram too. I mean, I don't see her much. We're not like super close. She lives thousands of miles away, but it's still sad. Like, I can see the effect that it has on her already just looking at like her Instagram posts. You could tell like she takes probably like 100 pictures before choosing 3 that are good. It's just, I mean, I know we all do that, but it's just, she's so young and it's just heartbreaking. Like,
yeah,
I'm glad that Instagram didn't exist when we were growing up, but at the same time, there was still like MySpace, which was super, super bad for me. Stuff like that. Just even Snapchat with their filters has gotten really bad. People don't like the way their face looks anymore. They just like how it looks with a filter on. Not the dog filters, but like the ones that kind of just like shape your like face. Yeah, it's crazy. I saw something. I was online somewhere. Someone said they work in a dermatologist's office and people will just bring pictures of themselves with Snapchat filter on it and be like, I want to look like that.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't heard that. That's crazy and scary.
I just hate that you can't find a single picture or post nowadays that's not altered in some way, whether it's a filter or the Photoshop or the Facetune. Like, literally can't find one that doesn't have something done to it, and it's just crazy. And the celebrities that you mentioned that, you know, do that, it's hypocritical because they're also pretending to care about these girls and saying like, oh, like, you're great, you're perfect the way you are. You know, you're beautiful. And they're all like, female empowerment, I'm going to tell you that you're beautiful. But by the way, do this to try and get an hourglass figure. You can't promote something to tell them to look better and then tell them that they're perfect how they are. It just seems super hypocritical.
Do we want to maybe move into going back to ourselves personally and maybe talk about self-confidence, self-love journeys that we might have been on, like we might have gone through at some point, if there is a specific memory or time that you guys can pinpoint?
Like that we were happy with what we were doing?
I mean, either one, like where you became very self-aware of a situation and had to kind of work through it involving... Okay. Like self-love and awareness of like body awareness, body positivity, any of that?
I don't know if it counts as really figuring out like self-love. I mean, it kind of does in the end, but I mean, I was out of a job in between jobs for like 2.5 months, and it was the longest time I'd had without a job, and it was a couple months ago. And that was actually pretty eye-opening because I spent most of that time doing absolutely nothing, eating whatever I wanted because I wasn't happy. And instead of taking the fact that I wasn't happy with everything and trying to turn it into a positive, I made it a negative. And it caught up with me a little bit when I started working. I realized that I was super tired, that I had no energy, like I mentioned before, and that I just didn't feel good, and that kind of opened my eyes to the fact that I need to do something about that. I'm not happy with, you know, right now how I look on the outside for me personally, and I've had to come to terms with that and realize that I need to actually do something about that rather than just say there's nothing I can do about it. And so I think most recently I've come to the realization that I don't quite love myself, and I really need to try and work on getting there, no matter which way that takes me.
Yeah.
I guess I don't want to like piggyback off that, but because my story is not really similar in any way, but just, you know, I've struggled with my weight for a long, long time now. I think the first time, and I'm going like way back, the first time I remember like being aware of it was story time. I think my best friend and I in elementary school, like after school, were swinging on the swings on like, so there was like the kiddie playground and then there was like the big kid playground. I don't remember how old I was, 7 maybe. And so we were swinging on the big kid playground, and I guess one of the older kids had said something, but I didn't hear it. But my best friend had heard it, and it was apparently a big deal. I didn't hear it, whatever. We went, like, home, and then I guess she told her mom, and her mom called my dad and, like, told him what happened, and the kid had called me a fat ass. I was, like, 7. So that's, like, the first time that I was kind of, like, aware of it, and I don't even know how I heard, like, I think the phone was just really loud, so I just, like, heard it. It wasn't on, like, speakerphone or anything, and so, like, I broke down. I think I was so upset, and then, like, from then on, I just kind of remember, like, I knew I was fat, and, like, I didn't think of it in, like, obviously it was negative to me, but I didn't want people to, like, continue lying to me and saying, like, oh, no, you're not fat. Like, that was the worst thing to me, because it's, like, I know I am. Like, it's not – I'm trying to make it into a thing that I can, like, kind of reclaim and be like, yes, I am fat. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not smart or I'm not beautiful. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, no, you're not fat. You're this. Like, I know I'm that. I can be both at the same time.
Yeah,
fat and beautiful. I can be fat and smart. I can be fat and whatever. So for so long, it was like I was kind of pushed people to be like, it's not like a dirty word. Like,
yeah,
like it. So yeah, that kind of like sparked like, hey, like this is what's happening with you and your body and your self-image. And just, it's been a long time since then. And I think recently, like October, I just kind of got tired of not feeling, I felt like I was getting sick all the time, but not like sick, just like my stomach was hurting more. And like, I just didn't feel good. I was like, you know what, maybe I should try this keto thing, try this low-carb thing, because I should have been doing, like, low-carb stuff forever because of, you know, family medical history and all that nonsense that goes into how you should really go about what you do for yourself. So I tried it, and, you know, obviously the first bit of weight's, like, water weight and everything, and I drink a lot of water. So it's easy to like kind of have that weight fall off. But then once I got like over that water weight hill and it was kind of like actual like pounds coming off, it was like, you know, this is something I really like. Like, I like seeing that. And I mean, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't look like my body's changed in any way. And I feel like I'm always going to feel like that until it gets to a point where it's really, really noticeable to me. But, like, when your sizes are dropping and things like that. So, yeah. I forgot what your question was. I kind of went on a tangent. But
no, you're fine. That was, no, yeah.
Kind of, like, where it started, I was really young. And I just kind of got sick of it.
Yeah. And
just kind of, like, I'm done with not liking what I see. And so I guess, yeah. How about you, Kylie?
So I'm not sure where any of the body image issues might have started. I know I definitely didn't love the way I looked in middle school and high school, but I don't really have anything that started it. However, I do have probably the biggest thing that made me aware of how bad I felt, which was during my pregnancy. I think it started out with being in a situation that was amazing and beautiful, but that changed my body in ways that I couldn't control. And this, we kind of touched on this before, where when things are out of your control, it can make things very scary. And my body was changing, my stomach was growing, and it was completely out of my control. It wasn't going to stop until I gave birth, you know? And that made me very aware of like how quickly your body, your image can change to a very negative place. I mean, I gained almost 65 pounds during my pregnancy, a lot of that being in the last few months or so due to some complications. But from probably halfway through my pregnancy and up until last November, I hated it. I hated the way I looked. I didn't like anything. I didn't want any pictures taken of me. I hated every single picture I took. And it was like that before, but this time was just different. Like it was just really hard for me, and I'm not back to where I want to be, but I am happy with where I'm at. I feel a lot more confident. I feel like I'm finally getting back to a place that I like and I feel comfortable. It doesn't take a long time for you to feel bad about yourself, but it does take a long time for you to get back to feeling good.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back to mine. Listening to what you said, Brianna, kind of made me remember that, like, I was always, you know, a bit bigger than everybody else, but like, I think I was in denial when I was a kid. You said that you realized what it was and you just kind of was not okay with it, but you accepted it and you like, you know, what you said. But me personally, I was bullied a lot, not a lot, but I remember the certain people that bullied me, and it was always about my weight, whether it be neighborhood kids or school kids. If I always just like didn't believe them, I guess I was just always like, I'm not that bad. Like, it's not, and I'm not. And I believed people when they said, oh no, you're not fat. You're this or that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Until I didn't really feel that way that I was fat until maybe high school, because of like band. I was a lot worse at the active part of marching band than most of the other people. And that's when I really kind of started to see what they were saying. And I didn't really realize that until literally right as you were saying that you knew what that word meant and what it was. And I realized I didn't. I really didn't at all. Not until high school. And I remember vividly in middle school saying, well, I'm not that bad. As long as I never get past this certain weight, I'm totally fine. I've well surpassed that weight by a lot. And so That was an eye-opener about 2 years ago when I realized I passed that weight. That's a lie. 4 years ago. And that was when I was like, okay, I gotta lose weight. And I just never did. But I need to now. Because also my mom, she is a skinny little thing and always eats healthy. She's literally probably one of the most healthy people I know. And she has problems with health now. So that scared the crap out of me. Because if someone who eats healthy and has my genetics, I get my stuff from her, and she can get something when she's older, I'm doomed. So I gotta start now, especially now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when it's a thing that you go through when you're younger. And there was a lot of factors to me gaining a lot of weight in a little bit of time. And I was so young. I was like 6 through 8 is when I like really like started gaining weight, like a lot of weight fast. And I mean, it got to the point where like I was seeing a nutritionist at one point, and like it was bad. And just, I don't know. I remember when not my first visit to my gynecologist, but one of my visits, I like stepped on the scale. I got like really upset about the weight that was on the scale. And then, like, I'm in the room, like, waiting for her. I just start bust out crying, like, full-on sobs. And, like, I didn't even have my appointment that day because she was like, are you okay? Like, and I was like, oh, I'm not really happy about blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, we don't have to do this. I don't even remember what the appointment was for. Hope it wasn't important. I didn't do it. But, I mean, it was... It's hard. It's and the media doesn't help. Instagram don't help. Nothing like that we see helps. And I think this touching back to like the body positivity movement, I feel like it might help a little bit for someone out there that sees it. It's like, well, maybe, you know, obviously I want to be healthy, but being fat doesn't automatically mean being unhealthy. Some people just weight differently. So they're going to look bigger, not necessarily mean they're unhealthy, but there's so many different factors. And I feel like we could go on and on and on and on about this topic specifically, but there's just so much to it. And it just makes me sad to think about all the just people out there that are impacted by something just as silly as like the number on a scale.
Yeah.
And their body carries it.
We've definitely come to a point where that's like a defining factor. Is like a lot of people define themselves by their weight, you know, but you can line up 10 different girls of the exact who weigh the exact same number, mm-hmm. and every single one of them is going to look different.
Right.
I mean, even people who lose weight, you know, the weight loss doesn't always equal happiness. Focusing so much on the number has become a huge part of happiness these days, I think. And I can certainly admit that I am fully guilty of that. I definitely focus on the scale. I really shouldn't do that. I mean, you've only got one body. We can still learn to love ourselves in that way, you know?
So I found a quote. It says, "You're always with yourself, so you might as well enjoy the company." I think that could go for anything, but especially when we're talking about self-image, you know, that goes for it. You know, mentally, physically, you might as well enjoy the company.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Can't escape yourself, unfortunately.
Yep.
Might need a break sometimes, but it's not going to happen.
So that about wraps up everything for today. We do want to challenge all of you that are listening to at some point today, just take the time. Just stand in front of a mirror, look at yourself, and just say one positive thing about yourself that you love. Have a wonderful day. We will see you next week. We post every Monday. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.